early in 65, it was with the Beat Boys, and Gary Eisenkraft was the owner, and he wanted to be our manager for a little while, a couple of months. Yeah. But he couldn't do much. You know, he was too busy doing the other things. So that didn't work out too well. You know, it gave us a place to rehearse, though. That was good. And then I think 66, Beat Boys broke up, and I joined the Cavemen. And the pictures that I have are with the Cavemen, I think one of them is a picture is our bass player and our organ player accompanying, what's his name, Richie Haven? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, the second one, I remember we had set up our equipment and we were rehearsing or something. And then the band that was going to play the next week or something came in, and it was a Paul Butterfield blues band. So anyway, I was playing guitar there, sitting on the side of the stage, and this guy comes up to me. He says, "Hi, I'm Mike." That was Mike Bloomfield. He says, "You want to jam?"
Wow.
And I was a kid. I said, "Sure, why not?" And you know, it's quite a story. And I remember I had to take I had a big ring from graduating high school, and I took it off and put it next to me on the stage. And when we finished jamming, I got up and the ring was gone. Somebody stole it.